felt when this commission was announced that it was going to be a case of he who pays the piper calls the tune. Fine Gael were establishing this commission. Fine Gael are wedded to water charges, so Fine Gael were going to stack this commission in such a way that they were going to make sure that the report would recommend that water charging should stay. And I am probably a bit surprised that they appointed someone who is so blatantly in favour of water charges and blatantly biased in terms of his opinions in relation to water charging itself. I suppose it confirms what I had felt about this whole commission idea in the first place, is that the government were going to make sure that they got the answer they wanted.
Joe O'Toole's comment that this is a matter of finding the sugar that'll make the medicine go down. He appears to see his role not as questioning whether or not water charges are the right thing. It's more his role is, as he sees it, to make water charges more palatable to the wider population.
Yeah, or more palatable to Fianna Fáil, which is probably what they're aiming to do, because if they can get Fianna Fáil on board, then it ensures that the government would win the vote in the Dáil. The process is already stacked before the commission starts, because Fine Gael are appointing the members of the commission and they are putting together the process and setting it. So they've even set the terms of reference for the commission, so we know the outcome, what the outcome is going to be. This is only a delaying process where the government is trying to save the privatisation of water for vested interests. This process is about trying to get Fianna Fáil on board and to make sure that Fianna Fáil vote the right way as it comes to it in the Dáil.